Okay. Good morning. So we're up to another round of a little bit ABCD. We're doing the Chovot Levavot Shar Bitachon, working on building our trust, our reliance in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, why? Because we want to live a life of Menuchas Nefesh, a life of bliss, a life of peaceful, a peaceful life. Every morning, you know, you wake up. Sometimes we have thoughts that I like to call them like not enough thoughts. Ugh, not enough sleep. I didn't do enough this. I didn't do enough that. A lot of different things come into our minds, and we get stressed and we get worried. And to start off your day at Shachris, davening, being able to connect and speak like Kadosh Baruch Hu and work a little bit on our bitachon is something really special. A big point of davening. Right, the reason why we daven all these different praises and lines about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abilities and powers and et cetera, is really to help us reach a new level of bitachon. Right, we say Baruch Ata Hashem, you are Roifei Chalei Amo Yisrael, you are the person who heals everyone, or you are the person who supports us. Right, Baruch Leinu, all these different brachas that we say. It's really a big key to our tefillah is. Within those words, when we daven, it helps us reach new levels of bitachon, and with the schus of that bitachon, we'll be able to get answered. But continue on into the Chovos Levavos, we're up to the second reason why our little alchemist, or our little con artist, or online manipulator, will a person who has bitachon has a greater sense of serenity and peacefulness than this guy. So what does he write with the Rabbeinu Bechaya? He says, "Vasheni ki abala kimikat shrech lemaisem l'machis lo yisham lechepzei zulasem ve'efshe sheimusu reichem ha'shanam." So apparently, this alchemist, it's dangerous work. Or this con artist, it's definitely dangerous work, right? The person who's manipulating the stock markets, the hackers, the, you know, whichever country recently been hacking, all these different things, it's dangerous work. You never know what may happen. The alchemist may get sick, or he even says die from the smoke and the smells that he's doing. And toil and working. Apparently, he's working. It takes a long process. Whatever it is, whatever job you have, you may not die from it, but there's a lot of yegia. There's a lot of toil, and you're busy, you know, constantly. But someone who's a boteach b'Hashem, he's boteach. He trusts. That no matter what happens to him, he says, everything that happens is going to bring him happiness and simcha. And his tarpoi, his parnasa will come to him in peace of mind. And he quotes this pasuk. He quotes a pasuk of Tehillim. It's very famous. We say it by Shalashidus, right? It says, "Binos desha yarbiteni almei menucha sinaleni." Right? David is writing a little story. He pictures in our, he creates in our mind. And one of the greatest ways that we could build our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if we try to picture it. Right? I've mentioned it in the past how when you hear a story, it may not penetrate or may not cause any emotion, but if you watch it on the big screen, if you have the right music in the background, the right voice telling you the story, all of a sudden it could, you know, spark a little something in your heart. And a great way in order to build up your bitachon is to find these psukim, find these examples where you're able to close your eyes a little bit and picture what the writer, in this case David HaMelech, is trying to portray. Here in this paragraph, in this parak of Tehillim, he's comparing himself to a little sheep, right? Who's walking around with his other sheep friends. And you could imagine, you could close your eyes pretending you're a little sheep, you know, and you're walking and you're hungry and you're walking in this desert and there's not much water to drink, there's not much grass to eat. And you look over to your buddy sheep friend and you're like, "Where are we going? What are we doing? I'm hungry." And this little sheep goes, "You see that guy all the way up in the head with the staff? I've been part of this flock for many, 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 many years. And there were many times where I found myself in your situation," this little sheep is saying, "where I was hungry. And I looked around, there was not much to eat. But somehow this guy with the stick up ahead, he always knows where to go. He always takes us to these beautiful pastures, nice waters. Don't worry. You as a little sheep, okay, Sounds good to me. And you continue along your little merry way, and then you wait, and lo and behold, the shepherd brings you to the promised land, to the beautiful, you know, pastures of luscious green grass. And if you could close your eyes and imagine, try to picture yourself as that sheep, you know, of being able to have that menuchat nefesh, knowing that there's this guy up there who constantly, every day, brings us to food and to water, and I have nothing to worry about. That sheep must feel very, you know, relaxed, very peaceful. Menuchas nefesh. There's many different psukim that you could find. But before, I want to give you another example. One of my favorite examples are in Parsha Bishalach, right? When the Mitzrim were chasing after the Yidden, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his Anane, a covet down, and the pasuk says, V'yisa malach alikim ha'hoylech lefnei machnei Yisrael v'yelech machreim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down this cloud in between the Jews and the Mitzrayim. In the Mitzrayim, sorry. And what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "La'havdol le'machane Mitzrayim u'bein machane Yisrael." To separate between the Mitzrayim and the Jewish people. Why? Le'kabel chetzim u'belisteroish shel Mitzrayim. To, you know, take the hit. To take all the arrows and the missiles and the ballisteros. Sounds like an explosion type of thing. Or like ballistic missiles. It's always cool when you see a Rashi word or something like that. Kind of sounds like a little English. But Ublisteros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying Kavayachal, that he's going down, and I rather the arrows of the Mishnah to hit me instead of my Kendalach. And when you could find, you know, little gems like this, or this pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech is trying to compare himself to a sheep, and he even writes, Almei Menuchos Nalani, which is quite interesting. This pasuk was talking about when David was running away from Shaul, he ended up running to a forest that was known as the Cheres forest, the pottery forest, because it was dry as pottery. And if you were stuck, if you were running away from your life, and you were looking to HaKadosh Baruch, looking to someone for help, and you needed water, what would you say? You say, I would like water. I'll may, mayim yanaleni. Just water. Just give me water. What? Menuches. Calm waters. David HaMelech seems to be saying that he's trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring me to the top of the top. To Binois Deshi Arbiseni, beautiful green pastures, Almi Menuches, on calm waters, like a nice peaceful little stream that I could easily take water from and not some raging river. Seems like David HaMelech is telling us that you're allowed to have bitachon on the luxuries in life, on things that are a little bit more than you need. David HaMelech over here is saying, I just want me menuches yinalini. I want peaceful waters. Peaceful waters. Not just waters. I want the best of the best. And when we have these psukim that you could try to close your eyes and imagine and picture yourself, there's many we'll get to. Imagine a baby in a womb, a little ducky in an egg, right? All these different types of animals there in this certain area where they don't have to worry about anything. And if you think about it, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of all these animals inside these eggs and the babies in the wombs, and if you think about it, animals are here really for what? They're here to serve us, to help us. We eat them, we bring them as karbanos, Mirtz Hashem again. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of them, and they don't have to worry about it, you know, kal v'chomer, of course, us, who we're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shouldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of us too? You find these psukim, you find these ways to connect, you try to picture it in your mind, the tzir chushi, they say, they call it, and it could really help elevate your bitachon game, and really help you move to the next level and grow a little bit as we go on and on and on. And to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live a life of calm, peace, serenity, stress-free, worry-free, anxiety-free, etc., etc. Toda Rabbah.